Aloha, this is Wayne Cadero with the Word of the Week. A little late, but better late than never. We're going to be walking in the Old Testament through the book of Exodus. Now, in this book, Moses, who is the author of this Pentateuchal book, which is the second in the Torah, his life is going to be broken into 40-year increments. Now, the first 40 years is his birth and being raised in Pharaoh's palace. The second 40 years, he's spending in the Midian desert after having killed an Egyptian. But God will speak through him to him through a burning bush, and he will impart the calling of Moses to deliver the people of Egypt into Canaan. People of Israel, that's now in the land of Goshen, is going to be delivered. Now, there's going to be a contest. Pharaoh is going to resist, and there'll be 10 plagues that will help him to agree. It'll be a little bit more agreeable. Now, the faith, the strong faith of Moses, causes him to follow God's instructions. He parts the Red Sea. The children of Israel cross over. Now, they go into the desert. They're going to be hounded by the Amalekites at Rephidim. They'll be grumbling and complaining. Moses will strike the rock first time at Rephidim, and water will come out according to the instruction of God. But the second time, he says, Moses, speak to the rock. And Moses, filled with anger, hits it. Keeps him out of the promised land. He'll later in the book of Luke be seen on the Mount of Transfiguration, Luke 9. But that'll be in his new state, as it were. He will have died on Mount Nebo, and he'll enter the promised land, but that's maybe in a different form. He and Elijah will be in the New Testament on the Mount of Transfiguration. Now, we're going to be heading over through the Exodus towards the promised land somewhere, maybe time frame around 1400 BC. And the word Exodus means to leave or to depart. And they are leaving the oppression of Egypt. In the New Testament, we're going to finish off Luke and a sneak peek into the book of Acts. Same author. Luke writes them both. The book of Luke is called the most beautiful book ever written. Luke himself, Dr. Luke, begins by telling us about Jesus' parents, his birth, his cousin, the journey, about everything that starts off a fabulous public ministry, filled with compassion and forgiveness. You'll find the stories of a very key chapter, Luke 15, of the prodigal son, and lost sheep, lost coin, then the rich man and Lazarus, and the good Samaritan. So many believe that this is the part of Jesus that comes with such grace as he teaches discipleship, the cost of discipleship, how to respond to enemies. So much teaching will be found in the book of Luke. Now, since Luke was a Gentile, his reference to the Old Testament will be relatively few compared to Matthew's gospel, for example. But you'll see how clear and concise the gospel is here in the book of Luke. It's a perfect picture of the compassionate Savior of Jesus, who's not turned off by the poor, the needy. In fact, they become a primary focus of his ministry. The weak and the downtrodden were literally powerless in that day to improve their lot in life in Israel. But Jesus comes with a message of compassion that even today we desperately need to hear. And then we're going to take a look at the book of Acts. You'll love that. It's one of my favorite books. It's the Acts of the early church and how God used the anointing, his presence, and miracles to start off the church. We can't leave that. We can't lose that. We can't take that for granted or in some way cordon it off, limit it to a time long ago. As you're doing devotions, let's together pray that the church will once again rise, that the deliverance that God gave through the book of Exodus will deliver the church from its lethargy, from its drift, and will again have the compassion of Christ flowing through us, and that the church will be strong again and return to the very power that began us in the first place. God bless you. As you do your devotions, let's grow in Christ.